Son, for the Lord says to you, I've put within you a strategy, I've put within you a heart, I've put within you a heart to reach out to those that have been down and out. The Lord says, know that I'm preparing you as a weapon that I'm going to launch against the enemy's kingdom. For even evangelism will be something that I will launch you in, says the Lord. You'll go forth and you'll have the oracles. You'll have the right thing to say at the right time. And the Lord says, I put before you an anointing to be at the right place at the right time, to meet the right person at the right time. And the Lord says, you'll encounter these God encounters. And God says, trust me to fill your mouth. Trust me to fill your mouth. For the Lord says, there are many that I'm bringing in to the kingdom. And the Lord says, I've set you at the door. I've set you at the gate where you will say, come on in, I have the answer. Come on in, I have the answer, says the Lord. So be ready in season and out of season. I'm sharpening the words from your lips, says the Lord, for I will use you in a powerful way to bring in. And the Lord says, throw away the old net, I'm giving you a new one. The Lord says, with this new net, you'll be able to catch the harvest, and you'll be able to bring them in your way, says the Lord. You won't have to strive to be someone else. You're going to be yourself. And God says, in that, you're going to bring them in, says the Lord. I've set you at the door. You are anointed to bring them in.
Brother, first thing I see is that early on in your life there was a severe attack against you. Satan ministered a truth that said you can't run out there, you can't just release yourself, you must stay under control, you must stay held back, and you have walked for years with this threat against you that if you begin to run in the Lord, if you begin to run and follow your heart, that somehow it would wreak a havoc, and it's held you back. And this is what the Lord says: my son, I am the one who crafted you in your mother's womb. I did. Not your father, not your mother, but me. I called your name before you were formed in your mother's womb. And I have called you for a purpose and for a time. My son, I know that you feel that time has run by and dribbled through your fingers like sand. But I have called you for this time, for now. And I'm going to set you now with that stubborn streak that people have criticized. I'm going to set your face like flint toward my destiny for you. And what other people have called stubborn, I call purpose. I call determination. I call fortitude. I call courage. For have I not tempered you like iron placed in the fire, says God, that it would become tempered and resilient. And I call you my resilient warrior, my man who has learned not to be picky, my man who has learned how to go with the flow. This is what I call you now. And I tell you, says God, I open your eyes this night. I give you this gift, says God, that you would see the pain in the hearts of the people around you, that you would perceive and understand and look underneath the mask. For I call you a man who looks underneath the mask to see the true face of the people around you. And I give you this gift tonight, in addition to your opened eyes, that you would see the pain under the mask. I give you this gift that you would not be destroyed by that which you see. I pour grace upon your eyes that you would see with mercy and not be afraid of mercy. And I release in you, says God, a gift of mercy and a gift of healing, that I would move through you and you would not be afraid of this, but that your hand would reach out and touch the leper in this day, says God. And God says, do not be afraid.
Hallelujah. Well, brother, you've been on the move with God. God's moved you. God has put detours up in your life. He has blocked you. He has been on a fast-paced course of directing your life in the most amazing way. You come out of, almost like you came out of city dwelling into suburb dwelling, and you kind of moved here and there, and you're not able to even go back to the identity you once had. I think our brother said you're a new man. There's a new creation here. There's something new that you're fighting with. It's struggling. It's stretching the embryo that God has birthed you into. And there is a struggle that is deep inside of you that God is delighting in because you're fighting the good fight of faith. Brother, here's the deal. You're in the fight, and that's a good place to be. If you ever lose sense of the fight, then you get concerned. You're in the fight. You're in the battle. You're a soldier. There's confrontation going on in your life. And even tonight's a night where God's confronting you with past, present, future, looking at your total man, your total dimension, trying to say, son, you got to see where I'm going to take you. You got to see what I've got for you. And you got to rise up because it's a new day. There's a new priesthood coming upon you. There's a freshness coming upon you. Brothers, like, this is kind of funny because I'm just looking at you in the natural. It's like, I want to just rip your jacket off, rip your hat off, and shave you down. And it's like, there's another guy in here. What you see is not what you get. There's another guy here. It's like, I looked at you and I saw Mr. Clean, if you remember those commercials. I mean, shaved head, earring in the ear, shiny. And it's almost like, this is not who we see. Brother, there's a big you inside and it's full of Jesus. It's full of the Lord. And so you're a little bit stealth, kind of elusive. You're a little bit, you fly under the radar. You're kind of... don't know what I'm getting here. Who is this guy? People try to figure you out all the time. People lay you out on the psych's couch all the time and try to figure out, who is this guy? They try to analyze you, and just when they think they've got you, you surprise them. You come up with something prophetic. There's something prophetic that stirs in you every now and then. And brother, you've got it. You've got Scripture and you've got the Spirit. You've got the Word and the Spirit. And it's a powerful combination that flows in you. And God says, I want you to release it more and more with confidence. And the enemy has badgered you and beat you. I think that word that Michael gave in the beginning of the service about feeling condemned by the system. And see, that was Pharisee. That was a false system that condemned you. And Jesus says even to you, where are your accusers tonight? Where are your accusers? They're gone. Christ dispelled the crowd of accusers around you and has brought a new dimension to you of love and righteousness. And God says, operate out of your righteousness, son. That's where I am. Sometimes you get caught up in the old, and God's just busting you back out tonight, saying, you're back, you're back, you're back. Go get him, tiger. Go get him. Yeah. God's like taking you. You felt like you've been on the bench sometimes. You felt like you spent more time on the bench than in the game. And God's saying, I'm getting rid of the bench even tonight. God's throwing kicking you off the bench and throwing the bench away, saying you can't come back on the bench anymore. So it's a new day of launching. I really feel like you went through some smatterings and smashings and brokenness. And God wants you to know he put you back together with super glue. It is his super glue and it cannot be rebroken. You have come through, and God says you're well, and God launches you tonight. Brother, I really so agree. There's evangelism that's going to come flying out of you. There is scripture that's going to just set people free. There's words of life just all loaded inside of you, rattling around, ready to get out. So the Lord says, open your mouth and I will fill it. Don't be a self-proclaimed prophet. Don't be anything more than God's called you to be, but be the man of God. Be the witness. Be that faithful brother. Go and bring people. I see you as a bringer of people. And I see you just every now and then hooking someone saying, follow me. Where are we going? You'll see. Just kind of follow me. And you're going to bring people to coffee shops. You're going to bring people to Bible studies. You're going to bring people to non-churchy areas and places and start exposing them to the kingdom. Brother, you love the kingdom. You've struggled with the church off and on, but you love the kingdom. Amen? And God's here tonight saying it's all about the kingdom and the gospel of the kingdom. And God says you're going to be a container and a conveyor of my gospel. And the enemy doesn't like it. So this is a new day, new identity. There's a new way. Brother, there's a new, something financial that has just been hovering over you that has trapped you and kept you closed in with financial lack. And the Lord says, even that will break forth because it's within you, son. It's not exterior. It's not someone else's problem. It is within you. The kingdom is within you. And God says, I'm going to release a kingdom source in you that's going to source you and break some of the spirit of poverty that has tried to trap you. And you're going to just see even advancement. I believe there's been instability even in the workplace that God's going to flatten out and bring stability and even bring promotion. And you're going to be an influencer of men on the job. And the Lord says, you're going to go to work with a whole new perspective, a kingdom perspective, to say, this is my system I've called to reach. I've called to reach these men right here on my watch. I'm going to go for them. You're going to pray for them by name at night. You're going to call out their name before the throne of God. You're going to begin to see men's hearts melt and change, which is your heart's desire. Because you know only God can do that because he did it in you. So this is a new night, says the Lord. This is a new launching. Hallelujah. So the Lord says, get ready. He's strapping on the booster rockets, and he is going to light you up and launch you out of your own ability, out of your own, way beyond what you're able, have been able to do up to this time. God says, I am going to do it now. Because something you have done, I just even sense in preparing for this night, you have submitted your heart to a whole new level of lordship. And God says, that's my son, and I'm going to do the great things for you.
Amen.
I want to add one thing. God gave me this vision for you, brother, of I saw in your hand, it's a little knife that mates on a fishing vessel carry. So if their hand gets tangled in the leader and the blue marlin starts to pull them over the side, they grab this little knife and they cut the leader with it. I see that in your hand. And God tells me that it's not to cut the leader that you're being pulled down, but there are many people around you that you are going to run into who are being pulled right down into the dark depths on their way to hell. And God's put a knife in your hand to cut that line and rescue them.
Amen.
You're going to do that. For our brother.
Yes.
And God, we ask you now to release your word upon him. Lord, open his eyes. And Lord, from this night, Lord, may he have direction. May he be the man of courage and the man of fortitude that you call him to be for many. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.